Lesson 2. The people who work in aviation.
Here we will take a behind-the-scenes look at the people in aviation. It would be difficult for you to feel comfortable flying if you didn't have confidence in those who were responsible for your safety. Rest assured, the people in the airline industry are highly skilled and meticulously trained professionals who perform their jobs to the highest standards.
Dear Captain Stacy, I did some research on fear of flying and found your course. Boy, was I glad. Now I really have a good understanding of all phases of flying. For example, pilots, mechanics, aircraft, weather, communications, and so on. I feel so much more relaxed and ready to enjoy the flight.
After completing this lesson, you will have the confidence required to ease any fears or concerns about the human element of the safety equation. We'll start with the FAA. The FAA is responsible for ensuring the safe, efficient, and secure use of our entire aviation system. The FAA is also responsible for the certification and inspection of airline operations, workers, the security of our airports, and for our nation's air traffic control system. They perform routine and surprise inspections looking at every detail of an airline's operation. They observe and inspect airline workers in their day-to-day operations and all paperwork, including logbooks and manuals. And they don't mess around. The slightest slip-up and it's big trouble. Believe me, the FAA does a great job of keeping everybody highly motivated to do the absolute best and safest job possible. Air traffic controllers ensure the safety of nearly 2 million aviation passengers per day, or almost 700 million people per year. Air traffic controllers use their skills and judgment to help safely direct aircraft to their destinations. Air traffic controllers are highly trained and trusted professionals. Air traffic controllers take the responsibility for safety very seriously. It is a high-stress, demanding job. I personally have the greatest respect and admiration for air traffic controllers. I have witnessed many times the fine job they do for all of us. They not only coordinate aircraft traffic, but they provide a kind of big picture to back up our flights. Although pilots are responsible for avoiding bad weather, controllers help provide critical information and act as just one more redundant safety system for our flights. Aircraft mechanics. It has been quite a few years, but for a short while, I worked as an aircraft mechanic in order to pay for flying lessons. During that time, I became familiar with the fine people who service our planes. To this day, I'm still friends with many of them. I can say without reservation that this group of professionals take the utmost pride in their work. They take the responsibility for safety very seriously. Never will you see an aircraft mechanic settle for a quick fix. The FAA wouldn't allow it, his supervisors wouldn't allow it, his peers wouldn't allow it, and his conscience wouldn't allow it. Aircraft mechanics do careful and thorough work. They have a high degree of mechanical aptitude, are self-motivated, hard-working, enthusiastic, and able to diagnose and solve complex mechanical problems. Airline pilots. What makes a good airline pilot? During my career, I have flown with all types of pilots with backgrounds of all types of aircraft. Some first learned in small general aviation airplanes. Others, before coming to our airline, flew high-performance aircraft such as F-4s, F-18s, SR-71s, and even the space shuttle. But the one most important ingredient in a pilot would have to be the love of flying. As with any pursuit, it is your passion for something that drives you to learn and perform at the highest levels. What are the duties of an airline pilot? A pilot's duties start at least 1 hour before takeoff. Then we meet to receive pre-flight information and briefing. We then go over flight plans based on weather, temperature, wind speed, weight at takeoff, etc. We check fuel requirements, instruments, electronic, normal, and emergency equipment. All procedures are routinely accomplished by reference to checklists. We accomplish each item one step at a time in a very organized manner. Each of us is trained to do our duties in a standardized format. We can fly with a pilot we have never even met before, and we will be able to work together knowing what to expect from each other. It's as if we had flown with each other for years. During flight, we make announcements to keep passengers updated on flight progress, weather, and other details. In cruise, the autopilot is normally engaged, but for takeoff and landing, we like to handle the plane ourselves. We do this to stay proficient in the thing we love to do most, fly. We also make routine checks on all the operating systems. We follow instructions from air traffic control, who maintains radio contact with us from start of taxi to gate arrival. When the flight is complete and the parking checklist is finished, we make out an arrival report, which includes fuel burn and flight times. We fill out the aircraft logbook, noting any mechanical discrepancies. If discrepancies exist, we notify maintenance. And if everybody hasn't left yet, we say bye-bye to the passengers. Bye-bye is technical aviation lingo for thank you for flying with us. We hope you enjoyed your flight. Come back again. Have a good day. What about training? Right from the beginning, pilot training is long, demanding, and costly. Airline pilot applicants normally don't even bother to apply to a major airline until they have accumulated a number of pilot certificates, ratings, years of experience, and thousands of hours in complex aircraft. Flying for a major airline is the best job in the world. You will find only the most qualified and skilled professionals in the cockpit of commercial airliners. The competition is fierce. Nowhere is there a better collection of pilots. Only a select few are chosen to interview and attend a careful screening process. Those who make it that far put through further training courses upon joining the airline. Such training, in fact, never ceases throughout the career. We will have to retrain and attend refresher courses for each new aircraft type we fly and have to show regularly that we are competent and fit to fly. This includes oral, written, simulator, and real aircraft flight checks by both company check airmen and FAA inspectors. It's a life of train and then retrain, check and recheck, test and retest. How about medical requirements? Test, tests, and more tests. Every 6 months, it's off to see the FAA medical examiner. We have to undergo vision, hearing, reflex, EKG, urine, and drug tests, and some other tests I'd rather not talk about. Also, we can't take any medication or prescriptions without prior approval. As you can see, everything that can be done is being done to ensure you have the best, most qualified people in the cockpit. The flight attendants. Flight attendants are typically poised, tactful, and resourceful people who can interact well with strangers and remain calm under duress. Flight attendants help make flights more comfortable and enjoyable, but their main responsibility is for your safety. Flight attendants are well trained to handle a wide variety of emergencies. Just like cockpit crew members, they are required to attend training mandated by the FAA. Flight attendant training consists of things like how to evacuate an airplane, handling disruptive passengers, water survival tactics, terrorist situations, and treating medical emergencies such as heart attacks. They are skillfully trained to use defibrillators and, most importantly, how to administer CPR. They also must know how to locate and precisely operate onboard oxygen, megaphones, fire extinguishers, and medical kits.
Captain Stacy, one of my biggest concerns with being on an airplane was with my anxiety attacks and the possibility of having a health emergency and not being able to get help. Now that I know that flight attendants know how to use defibrillators and know CPR, I feel a lot better. Thanks.
Observe your flight attendants on your next trip and you'll see poised professionals who know firsthand that flying is routine. Next time you ask for some more peanuts from a friendly flight attendant, remember that if the going gets tough, they'll be there to help save your behind. Please treat them with respect. In summary, the FAA ensures your safe and secure flying experience by monitoring, inspecting, drug testing, and certifying the people who work in safety-related areas of aviation. Aviation is black and white. There are no maybes. It is either 100% safe or we don't do it. You may have heard the saying, safety is no accident. There's also a natural tendency for each worker to not only take pride in his or her own work, but to keep an eye on others. Because we understand the importance of our work on the safety of others, we will not tolerate anything less than perfection. From FAA personnel, to air traffic controllers, to aircraft mechanics, to the flight crew, there is no industry in the world with better trained, tested, skilled, and motivated professionals than the people in the airline industry.